Here's the story of a girl named Raylan, who was bringing up three very lovely tots. Two of them had hair of brown, like their mother. The youngest one did not.
Nuts? Really? Here's a story of a man named JB, who was busy with three bands of his own. He knew a bass player and 11 drummers, and they need all of those.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and he recorded all her demos for a fee. They grabbed the bass player and 11 drummers. That's the way we all became the R&B. The R&B. The R&B. That's the way we became the R&B.
So, 2, 1, and...
Because...
Did you watch it yet? Did you watch The Social Dilemma yet?
I did, finally.
Everybody's talking about it.
It's kind of creepy.
When I say everybody's talking about it, I heard it on like 4 or 5 different podcasts.
Yeah, that's what made me go check it out. It's like, it's weird. It's like a bunch of stuff you kind of already know, but then when you watch it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's not like it's anything new or I don't know, for me, I kind of figured these things, but then when it's put into the perspective of the people who created the social media platforms,
and you realize how much all of us are being completely manipulated by it.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I don't like, I know that I compare myself to other people on Instagram, you know, like, why don't I have as many likes as them? Or why did this picture get more likes than this one? And we're literally comparing ourselves with a fake that we've created to just, it's like the best or the myths of happiness and everything.
Yeah, it's...
It's funny, you know, yeah, anyway.
Well, no, it's true. I mean, that whole comparative, and it's, I don't know. That's the worst part of this whole lockdown is everybody has turned to social media as their only outlet for anything. It used to be you could get outside and see people and you're like, pull yourself away from all that nonsense. You go, you get online, you're like, everybody's an asshole. And then you go out and you're like, most everybody's cool. Like, we go out and play gigs. You go around, we play conservative, liberal, all that stuff. People are 99% of the time cool.
Not right now, please. Sure.
Oh. But now we don't have that option of going out and actually seeing real people. So we're all stuck. And it's an election cycle and it's coming up. So it's the perfect storm. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, it's, you know.
After I watched the first 20 minutes of it, and I was like, I know all this shit. Then I heard some more people talk about it on podcasts, and I was like, I don't remember that part. I need to finish it, and I finished it. And then I've been really light on all social media since then. It did kind of kick me in the ass of, just don't go see how many people liked your shit. It doesn't matter, you know? So, I don't know. I'm kind of into getting a band phone and having people text us and us text them when we're doing stuff. Why not just switch over to texting then?
It's not a bad idea. Direct contact, you know, you're not going through any algorithms. People that like you and want to hear about your shit will call or text or...
And how is any different than an office phone? Every business who has an office phone.
We should get a phone not only to get texts, we can have a voicemail box that people can call and leave us messages.
Yeah. Or text message us.
Yeah. And if they feel the need to hate on us like people feel the need to do on social media, that's cool too.
Yeah, but see, it's so different when you're personal with someone. You're not
exactly.
Yeah, when you see what your words are doing to someone, you're different in how you approach whatever you're saying. Hey, I got in a fight with my laptop.
No shit. How did you do that?
Not really. I had the desk over me in bed, not last night, but the night before. And the laptop, it's this cool thing where you can lay the laptop where it's like right above you. So I can literally lay with my neck straight and watch whatever I want to watch, right? Well, I fell asleep, So in the middle of the night when I moved, it made the laptop fall off of the desk and it slammed me in my lip and it's completely busted my lip.
Gnarly.
It feels a lot better today than it did yesterday. But yeah.
You could have come up with a better story for a busted lip than a computer falling on your face.
So last night I just listened to a podcast. I really did. I just listened and did not even put the lab. I didn't watch anything. I just listened to a podcast and fell asleep. Woke up.
The computer story sounds like, well, never mind. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, we're going to do, we got a TV show in the works.
We have a TV show. And, it's not a network TV show.
Nope, not at all. But you will be able to probably forward it from your web browser to your screen and watch it on a actual TV, and it's a show.
And so if you technically, told yourself it was a network show because it's on your TV screen. What's the difference, really?
Except our quality would be much better than the major networks,
and our content.
Content. Working on the content.
Yeah. That's the three rules of TV is content, content, content.
Exactly.
So I was thinking, remember how we were talking about maybe painting the garage, the green screen green?
Yeah.
When you were telling me, oh, it does need to be green though, right? Because the whole thing is nobody wears green.
Well, you could have a white screen, but you just can't wear any white. And then if your skin's a little white, it's going to start bleeding through. Yeah, there's a reason why nobody uses white screens.
But definitely, we're going to paint the garage, the back wall, and the side wall, and a little bit of the floor so we can have our own green screen studio.
That would be a fantastic setup.
Yeah, Chowda wants to do it this weekend.
Chowda.
I don't know how quickly I can go get the paint though and make that all that. I mean, I really have to be on it and like go down and do that.
Stuff. And as we know that during these times, we're very, very busy with other things.
Well, we have a TV show.
Well, and there's that.
We have a video that we need to be working on for our single that needs to come out.
You just sang some for the new single, Yesterday.
Yep. It turned out okay, I think.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I'll dig through those later on today and this weekend. Then we just put a little more rocking stuff to it, and boom, new single. It's good.
Do you think you could go to our Instagram and tell me how many likes we have?
I could.
I'm just kidding.
Look, here's the way you got to look at it. I mean, we all think that we're too smart for the algorithm. I know what it's trying to do to me. I know I'm in an echo chamber, blah, blah, blah. But we're not. The machines are much smarter than us. They are working us. Mm-hmm. But if, say, you smoke cigarettes, but you only smoked 3 a day, it's probably not going to affect you much at all. So my point being, if you just tapped into the social, you say, all right, I'm giving myself 15 minutes a day.
Yeah, or but maybe, I don't even, it's not that. It's not I don't ever get on and scroll. I never do that. My thing is going back to see how many people like my thing.
I have the complete opposite addiction. I get on there and just scroll around and see what all the other crazies are
doing. I don't give a fuck what everyone's saying. I can hear what everyone's saying on podcast. I don't need that. And I haven't done that in a long time. My problem is comparing myself to, like, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. There you go. The machine's figured out. I like to. Oh, God, I got to plug my phone in. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Low battery.
But people right now could text RNB, which is the acronym for Raylan Nelson Band, to 31996, and you could get text message updates from us because I'd really like to transition to just phone until we get an office phone.
That would be cool. But yeah. My point is, the means figured out that I like to scroll and you like to look at your own page, and we're both being worked with that.
Right.
We cannot outsmart the machines. You just have to put it down, which is hard to do. Try it. Everybody try. Been doing lately, like, no, what are you, like, watching something and even watching a podcast or something, it gets a little boring. Like, just, your hand just goes, the next thing you know, it's like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that. I've just posted about our text message thing, and I haven't gone back to look at it. I really, really, really want to, and I've, you know, I'm fighting the urge to do that all the time. And it's really just Instagram. I don't care about Facebook or Twitter. I don't know why Instagram is the one that triggers me into wanting people to like it so much. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Why? See, this is why it pisses me off that I'm like, no, you're not going to do this to me.
It's good that you're aware, but it's not like you're so dumb. Everybody has got hooked. Really, when it all went to shit is when my generation went from, oh, it's on the internet, so it must be real, ha, 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 to just diving into social media. And it's like, beep, we're just as programmed as everybody else now. Even my parents' generation, they get on to look at grandkids. That's why they all got on. Oh, I'm going to keep up with the grandkids and see that. And then, boom, here comes the political shit, and it programs everybody. It's crazy.
How about go see the grandkids?
Well, I've said this before. You think about, like, Papa Willie's father, that generation. Mm-hmm. So maybe my great-grandparents, probably my grandparents back
then. Papa Willie was raised by his grandparents.
Okay. Well, anyway, that generation-ish. Yeah. If you went to them and you're like, hey, guys, check it out. I've got this thing called a cell phone. You can get video on it. You can have access to the internet. You can get all the information that's ever out there with the touch of a button. So all you got to do is just, and you can call other people and see their faces. Now, all you need to do is give up the entirety of your privacy. Let us go through and track you wherever you go and be able to keep tabs on you to sell you stuff. And who knows what else? You think they would have taken that phone? They would have been like, fuck no, man. That's the mark of the beast. I'm not doing that. You know, yeah. I have to give up what? Just to
it
be
is
able
mark
to do
of the
this?
Beast adjacent.
Well, if you believe in that type shit, yeah. But it's, yeah, there's no way. They had to ease this shit in. Now technology, you know, from no phone to the TV to whatever, it's kind of like this. Now it's like computer. Whew, the curve's going up. So just getting smashed with technology daily. But yeah. Our great-grandparents would have said, fuck you. You can keep your phone and shove it straight up your ass. Unless you were a Rothschild. Or a Vanderbilt or something like that. Then maybe they would have taken the phone. Because they know we'll be controlling
the
phone.
Just unplugging from it all and not having a phone, not having internet, not doing anything. You're going to snail mail. Snail mail.
I had that theory 10 years ago and people scoffed at me. I was like, hey, man.
There's a middle way here. Like the
there's
texting.
A middle way. But I came up with the extreme of the, like, it's like some generation is going to be born. There's going to be this charismatic punk rock guy that leads the unplugged generation. They're all going to be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. We're going to burn our cell phones. We'll use our computers, whatever. They'll have to hybrid, but you know.
And we've always put flyers up, not always, but regularly put flyers up of our shows in town on the polls. To be old school, you know? So if you look at Instagram and Facebook and Twitter like that, like a digital flyer, you don't go by the poll, drive by the poll to see how many people liked it, you know?
No. And honestly, that's why I got on social media way back to begin with, is I was a late adopter to all that shit. But I remember we did a gig. I had a MySpace account. I didn't quite know what it was, but I knew you could upload your music.
What is the opposite of adopter? Because I'm like the early leaver. Leaver?
Early leaver.
I'm an early leaver.
But yeah, and I just remember couple guys in the band had Facebook accounts, and I was like, I looked at Facebook and I was like, this MySpace is way fucking better. You just get on there and say your feelings, or there's no picture, you know.
And but it's just remember, it was just on your page, you had to go to someone's page to see anything.
But
you
they put up a gig announcement, and like 200 extra people showed up. I was like, holy shit! So I thought of it, I was like, well, this is basically like a good flyer, and right. If you can use it that way, it's definitely an effective flyer. But to your point, you have to put your flyer up and not stand beside it going, Well, why are they driving by and not looking at my flyer? Oh, this person liked my flyer. They liked it. Well, these people just drove by. Maybe they didn't fucking see your flyer. Maybe they don't care about your kind of music. It's no shot at you.
The same person who liked the flyer, like the guy who drives, you're standing by your flyer outside, right? Waiting to see who likes it. It's the same guy who drives by every day. It's like, yeah, yeah, you know? And you're like, oh, yeah, but you always always like it. I'm trying to, you know?
Or even more, that same guy drives by one day and has got his mind on something else, doesn't see the flyer. And you're like, well, why didn't so-and-so like the flyer?
Is he mad at me?
Always likes the flyer. And maybe he had a set of his ass.
It's because I didn't respond to him when he said something, you know? Yeah.
Or what is he trying to tell me?
Right.
That's the problem. Fucking social media has got everybody convinced that anybody really gives a shit about you or what you're doing. Nobody really does.
And how they're perceived from you.
Yeah, you hope for people's well-being, but you know, most people really don't give a shit what other people doing. Or what people think so much. I mean, they like to hear their opinions, but most people...
Or famous celebrity.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You have to be a famous celebrity.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're figuring it out.
This is funny. I told you about this, but we haven't talked about it on our little platform here. There was a sign that popped up in my town, right by the light.
Yeah.
And on one side it said Blonde Lives Matter with a picture of Trump's press secretary, that beautiful blonde chick, the Carrie Van, whatever. And then on the other side it was a kind of a mean picture of Biden. And it said Democrats are incontinent. And I didn't even know what incontinent meant. I had to look it up. And definition one is you do not have control over pee and pooping.
I think that's probably what it was referring to.
And I didn't even notice that it said Democrats. Someone had to point that out to me. Like there was an N there. And I was like, oh, hell. So then Scout and I had come up with all these ideas. Like we were going to go write Anne Black, or we were going to put Blonde Lives Matter, or we were just going to take the sign and burn it.
That's just silly.
We talked to Scout's friends who are Black about it, and only one of them said to do it. Everyone else was like, just like when Black people see these things, they're like, whatever, you know, they're ignorant, whatever.
Well,
to me, that's kind of like a middle finger at Black people in my town.
It could be, or it could be somebody who just feels like they're being accused of being racist all the time. Basically what it is, anybody.
Not yet. Huh? Can I make some good stuff? I'm just going to do stuff.
Hi, baby. Hey, Viv, what's up?
Good. Sorry.
All right, holla. But I mean, these people that put up the huge signs in the yard, whether it's like 3,000 BLM matters or Trump 2020s all over the place, they're not the problem. That it's good. I think you look at it and most people roll their eyes and go, look at this guy. Even if you're a Trump supporter and there's those big ass trucks with the huge flags, you think that the majority of people that voted for, I won't even say Trump supporter, people that voted for Trump and, you know, held their nose. Is anybody really going past any of those and going, yeah, that's what I, you know, let them expose themselves.
I think so. Not here in our town, but I think, or my little country town. I just thought it was, I didn't want Black people to feel uncomfortable here. I thought it was just like, put Trump 2020 up. Don't put something like that up. You know what I mean? And even if you wanted to put the blonde chick on there, that's fine, you know, whatever. But it was in a car lot. And there are Black people who work there. It just didn't, it's just so fucked up, I thought. But anyway, somebody had knocked it down with something because it had a huge gash in it and it was knocked down. And then they obviously put it back up. It was knocked down again. And then the next time the sign was just taken out of it. So now it's just the
frame.
Yeah, the frame of the sign that's there. So somebody already took care of it for me.
I find that to be just juvenile and ridiculous myself. Well, I think it's kind of funny, actually, both the sign and the whatever. If you put up the sign, you know what you're doing. They're fucking trolling people, and people take the bait. You know? Does that sign holder have any power over anybody, really? Probably not. Nobody with any real power over anybody can afford to put shit like that up. It's some angry person or somebody that's fucking with their neighbor because blah, blah, blah. It's been around forever. Who cares? Putting political signs in your yard for anybody. Like, I don't know. You know my disdain for politicians all across the board, so I'm probably not the best person to be talking about this. I still don't understand why our country puts any politician up on a pedestal and goes all in. They are going to say something stupid. They're going to disappoint you. They're going to do the wrong thing. They're all people. And like Bill Burr said, nice people don't really want to control other people. So you don't get a whole lot of fucking nice people that even want to be in politics because it's all a control game. They want to make rules for people. Doesn't mean they're bad, but they have that part of their personality that makes them want to go around and make rules for people.
So like anybody that or feel powerful or something, is it a power thing?
Who knows? It's foreign to me. But anybody that has that trait, I am suspicious of because I don't like to be told what to do. I'm all game for society, but I don't like to be condescended to by people that I don't think are any smarter than I am about things.
Yeah, but the reality is that if there weren't some people who were doing it, then it would just be a shit show.
Probably so.
And people would just be killing people for...
Right. So you get people, you set it up like it was supposed to be, like you're going to do 4 years that you probably don't even want to be president. It's going to be a pain in the ass, but you owe this to your country. And you don't get rich off of being a politician. You do it for service. That's how that shit works.
Term limits, for sure.
How do we not have term limits for, if we have term limits for a fucking president, how do we not have them for Congress? It's the dumbest thing. They're the ones that stay there and fuck things up for 40 years. The president, honestly.
Yeah. However, but maybe there's, like you said, maybe most people are like, I don't want to control people. And there's only a certain amount of people who are these lizards. Right.
But there's more of us than them. So if we, instead of turning to them like some kind of gods and blah, 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 you look at
them. But they figured out how to manipulate us.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Back to the social dilemma.
They've been manipulating.
They can just be like, okay, let's expose this group of people to this.
Well, they've been doing that shit forever.
To this.
Nixon planted drugs to keep the black vote down. You know what I mean? So they've been doing that shit before the internet. It's probably easier to lie to people, but now I guess with the internet, they figured out we just got to confuse them and put shit out all over the place. You know, I don't know how the Jeffrey Epstein thing is just washed under the rug. You know what I'm saying? Not even the plane or any of that. Just him hanging himself. Does anybody really think that's what happened?
No. Do you remember when we were riding through Florida and like backwoods Florida because you have to be on that long country road before you get to the interstate when you're going to PA? And they had that big sign out in their yard that said Epstein did not hang himself or did not kill himself.
Yeah. Well, it was a funny meme for a while.
Everybody remembers things like that exactly, right? But it was something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And we were all like, oh my God, you know? Because people quit talking about it. It had maybe already happened 3 months ago and they had quit talking about it, but this guy with this sign. But yeah. But I think I've heard a couple other things. Well, because of that new show, and I haven't watched it, that Cuties thing on Netflix, but people keep talking about it.
I've only seen the outrage. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, same here. Or heard the outrage on podcast. Yeah. But apparently they're it's pedophilia related and these little girls are dancing all sexually or something.
I think the story behind it, from what I read, is it's some sort of commentary on how young girls get distorted viewpoints or whatever from social media, maybe. I could be completely wrong about that, but I think that's
the social dilemma. They have statistics that say that preteen girls, the suicide rates have jumped up 40% to 60% for teenagers, and then preteen girls.
But I think this movie is like some young girl teaching other young girls how to dance provocatively and do TikTok or some shit like that. Yeah. So it's kind of supposed to be I think it's a French movie or something, but it's supposed to be a commentary on this. But
like a documentary type of
thing. No, it's not even really a documentary. It's a story. But the just the overall backdrop of it is
like a like an actor's doing it.
Oh yeah, all little young girls. It's a movie.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, and I could be wrong, but from the gist is basically like these young girls, you know, in the age of whatever, and they are. I've seen a clip or two, and they are booty dance. I mean, they're like 9 or 10, and they're doing the shit, but. Probably what's going on now. You have a daughter. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I told Viv she wasn't allowed to kill herself. I did not stop smoking and drinking for 40 weeks for her to just kill herself.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
We're limiting her TikTok thing. TikTok is her only social media. She does Instagram, but she doesn't give a fuck about likes. And I don't want to do it because I'm comparing myself to people who get hundreds and thousands of likes, and here I am with my measly 10, you know? So yeah,
the young people, they're not any dumber than we. Yeah, they're not dumber than we were or more susceptible. When I was a kid, fucking Atari came out. It was Pong and shit like that. And we would spend hours, ding, 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 ding. Yeah. And parents would be like, get your ass out.
It's different for boys. Social media is different for boys than girls, you know?
It's kind of
lame. Like the whole thing is kind of lame. Like, if you think about it, like, even if I like the person's work that they've done, if they post it, it's something like, look at me. I did this. It's kind of lame.
And everybody knows what the fuck is going on. They just, I mean, everybody knows.
What about me? Like, when I post the pictures of me doing the splits, like, that's so lame. It's so lame. Like, oh, did she do the split? You know, it's just stupid. Why are we doing that? Look at me.
We're programmed to because it fires off the same shit in our brain. I mean, we can't help ourselves. That's how it's designed. We're not stupid. We're literally being brainwashed by machines that are quicker than we are.
It's like there's this massive bulletin board in the middle of town. Would you walk up and put a picture of yourself playing guitar on it? And just for everyone to see that? No!
No, only to advertise a gig. Yeah.
You would put the poster up, right?
Yes. You find a cool picture for a poster because you want people to look at it and go, wow, look, she's doing the splits. I'm going to go see that band or some shit like that. But yeah, you're right. You put up a picture because you want people to go, hey, it looks cool.
If I'm like, how lame is it if I get a fan because they want to see me do the splits?
Pretty fucking lame.
So lame.
But yeah, people had to pay for advertising back in the day. To get your picture in the magazines, which is kind of the same thing.
I said, get the billboard downtown and just get me doing the split.
Just use it as our social media page. Can we get the billboard and get a direct feed from our social media to go right up there?
Digital right there.
Yeah, right there. I also think it's weird that the new trend.
Text RNB to 31996. So if we got that on the billboard.
That's not bad. But the new trend is almost the sadder. Or the more, the shittier. First, it was bragging on social media, like, look how that, and there's still that. But then this wave came in, and it's like this misery competition. I'm like, oh, I've had this and this and this. And then somebody will come in, oh, I feel you. This has happened to me, and this has happened to me. And I was like, damn, man, when I'm coming up, and maybe it's maybe swung a little too far the other direction, but when I was coming up, like, young boys weren't going, I'm so sad, and you know, I didn't win the soccer game and blah, blah. You'd suck that up. It's another thing, not to sound old, but a lot of this shit that's going on through no fault of their own.
You sound old. You sound old.
I know. But that whole people talk about the participation trophy thing you get where you win or lose as a kid, you get a trophy playing sports or whatever.
Yeah.
People were railing on that back in the day. But it does give you a valuable lesson as a child to know I can do everything within my will to succeed, try my best, and sometimes I get fucked and I don't win because that is life. That's a whole generation of people bitching because some shit that happens. Well, I've been a good person. I've tried really hard and this tragedy has befallen me. It's like, yeah, that's life and it's going to happen just because you try. Just because you try you'll succeed more than you fail if you keep trying. But if you're brought up to think that you're in any way special outside of your own personality, but your skills, you're special amongst everybody. You know what I mean? Well,
I don't know. I'm pretty special.
We're all special. However, society,
the favor of God, Jonathan, right?
Society is not treating us specially. You know, you're going to. Somebody's dad told us when we were kids, you know, boys, sometimes life's a shit.
Put on your pants. I want to see your dick size.
Yeah, that was
what you used to do.
The same guy was like, sometimes life is a shit sandwich and you just got to reach out and take a big bite.
That totally sounds like a guy that would be trying to look at your pain.
Maybe, but he wasn't. He was all mad. That's disgusting. I can't remember now. One of my friend's dads, but I can't remember.
See, it just sounds bad. That's because of all the pedophilia talk around.
Well,
gross. It's disgusting. Did you hear about the Free Britney movement?
I've heard a little bit about it.
So I got into a really long rabbit trail on it on YouTube.
Yes. Keep talking. I'm listening.
They think she has been locked up since January because she was in Vegas getting ready to do her Vegas show and she stopped taking her medication. And her dad told her if she doesn't take her medication, he's stopping this Vegas show because, you know, he's the one that's in her conservatorship, in charge of her conservatorship, conservatorship, as I say it. It's a weird thing. I never even heard of a conservatorship except the idea of if someone's mentally ill, their family.
Yeah, they did that. They did that shit to Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. His fucking lawyer manager became his conservator for a long time, and it's a little sketchy.
Yeah, that sounds sketchy.
It was sketchy.
So she didn't want to take her meds anymore. So he just stopped the show and then locked her up somewhere. And they think that all those social media posts are just recycled old posts of hers.
I love a good conspiracy theory.
It's so good. And it said that one of the funniest ones was that she follows only 116 people on Instagram. And if you turn that number upside down, it's 911.
So that's even better.
Associating that with her needing help in some way.
Although technically, if you turn it upside down, it's just going to flip and it's still going to be. But anyway.
It's actually like 119.
She, 116 people. Yeah, I guess it'd be
upside down.
Yeah, that's right.
9.
That'd be 911. Except your phone's just going to make it. Your phone's just going to flip it right back up. So there you go.
Yeah. So how are they? But that's the one that made that video made me keep dying.
That's part of the conspiracy. You can't see the 911. The phone just keeps flipping it back to 116.
Yeah, because they're holding her in and they don't want anyone to know.
Yep, iPhone program.
She did go a little batshit crazy. She did go a little batshit, but I hope that's not true. You know, I'm a big Britney fan.
I know.
I want to be Britney Spears, but not Britney Spears now.
I know.
So, everyone can text R&B to 31996.
Yes, tell everybody. And hopefully, after this conversation, we'll talk. We should get a band phone, for sure. Look into that.
Yeah, I didn't make it over there yesterday. I had to grab the youngins. I had the weekend free, so I can go at some point.
Just go explain to them it's the band phone, and then whoever you're on, Verizon or whatever, go. It'll be great exposure for you guys. To just give us the line, we'll pimp Verizon, and it'll be good.
Verizon? Should I get Verizon? I'm on AT&T.
Oh, that'll be fine, too. I didn't know what you were on. It's got a text from Levine. Ready.
Nice. Cool. I might need to get in touch with him soon. There's something funny when I was watching. So the kids have they're not new, but they're refurbished laptops for school. And so at night I've been watching their laptop because the Wi-Fi picks up a little bit better with them.
Right.
Anyway, so they have set up their messages to go through their phone, their computer. So I get all of their messages that they're sending with their friends.
Right.
So the other night I'm watching Rapelander, which is actually Outlander, but there's so much rape in it that I started calling it Rapelander. And the messages pop up and it just says penis, 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 novel of just penis, 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 sense. And then immediately another one, it's like they copy and pasted and then made it even longer, you know, so
they doubled it.
And it was like covering up the, you know, because it's the what do you call it? Like the preview of the message.
Right.
It's just one after the other. I had to text the boys and like, hey, can you please tell your friends to stop texting penis? It's extremely funny, but it's just constant. It was like, ding, penis.
I'm trying to watch a movie here without seeing penis everywhere.
And I thought it was really funny.
That is good stuff. Penis. Nothing's funnier than penis.
And then I got, oh, okay, with laughter faces. That was like the last message. Oh, okay, laughter faces. I have no idea. I can't see what they're sending their friends. I can only see what the friends are sending back.
They probably led with the original penis before the friends. They had the first half and the friends doubled it and they just kept going back and forth.
We have the humor of 13-year-old boys. Yes. It made me laugh. It was just annoying.
It's funny.
Yeah. Well, Jabe, it's been 37 minutes.
Fantastic. I need to go see Levine.
And you tell Bill Lloyd I said what's up.
Oh, you know that nigga. I will. I'll do that shit. And
Smiley faces, nap times.
We'll have a new single and a new phone and a new TV show out soon. Stay tuned.
Text RNB 231996 for all the information.
Paper straws are bullshit.
Enjoy your groceries.